Another boat carrying Rohingya asylum seekers has left from Myanmar, heading for Malaysia. A dangerous voyage, but attractive because Malaysia is a Muslim-majority country. These people are separate to the almost 700,000 Rohingyas who fled their country and now languish in Bangladesh. On the boat are some of those Rohingya who've remained trapped in Myanmar, facing ongoing threats and persecution there. In desperation, some are taking to wooden fishing boats to escape. There is every possibility that this latest boat won't be the last, so a humanitarian organisation will be sending a patrol boat to observe and maybe perform rescues. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane has been investigating.
Muhammad is 30 years old. He's a Rohingya Muslim who lives in Rakhine State, the scene of what the United Nations has called textbook ethnic cleansing. He sees no future for himself there, no hope.
We are blocked here, kept in allocated areas. We don't have the right to free movement and we have no access to jobs. One of my nieces is in Malaysia. She's urging me to go there.
In an act of desperation, Muhammad and about 70 others gathered under the cover of night and waited for a fishing boat to take them away.
We all went to the beach at night to catch the boat. At about 2:30 in the morning, we heard the police coming. Then we all separated and returned home. We couldn't go.
But the next night, a boat carrying about 70 Rohingyas did manage to leave Myanmar, heading for Malaysia. Muhammad missed the boat. The successful departure was a hurried affair, with the captain scrambling to gather whichever passengers were available. They each paid a deposit of around $100 Australian, with another $400 owed upon arrival.
We have heard some reports that Myanmar authorities have taken money from Rohingya who are attempting to flee.
That's Matthew Smith from the organisation Fortify Rights. He says extracting bribes from desperate asylum seekers is common.
There's a long history of this. We've documented over the years Myanmar authorities profiting off of the desperation of the Rohingya population as they were fleeing.
The most recent violence in Rakhine State sent almost 700,000 Rohingyas fleeing to Bangladesh. But the persecution of Rohingya Muslims by the Buddhist majority in Myanmar has been going on for decades. Matthew Smith.
In the areas around Sitwe, which is the state capital of Rakhine State, there are upwards of 125,000, 128,000 Rohingya essentially confined to internment camps. This is essentially an apartheid state. These camps are very squalid places. Hopelessness is severe right now.
It's this grinding apartheid, as well as the risk of more bloodshed, that's driving Rohingyas onto boats for the dangerous voyage south. Violence in 2012 sparked a previous exodus of boats, peaking in 2015, and cruel trafficking networks held people in camps on the Thai-Malaysian border, demanding ransoms and filling mass graves. The trafficking networks have been mostly dismantled and senior Thai police and soldiers jailed, but that forces Rohingyas to now flee on small wooden fishing boats, and with the monsoon approaching, the sea will become even more dangerous. Tomorrow, a patrol boat called the Phoenix will head towards the Andaman Sea to monitor and perhaps rescue any boats in trouble. The Phoenix is run by the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, best known for its work in the Mediterranean, and its founder is Regina Catrambone.
Our mission is an observation mission to monitor this situation out at sea.
The possibility of rescuing people at sea is a delicate one, given Thailand's policy of pushing boats back and Malaysia's role as a sanctuary for fellow Muslims.
Disembarkation of any rescued person will depend on the surrounding of the SAR search and rescue operation itself.
At least two Rohingya boats have made the trip already, ending up in Malaysia and Indonesia. The boat that left a week ago hasn't been sighted. The danger of drowning or ending up in jail is great, but Rohingyas like Muhammad feel they have little choice.
Regarding my future, we haven't got freedom here, so I hope I can get freedom there. That's why I'm trying to leave. There's no hope for us here in Myanmar.
Muhammad has already paid his $100 deposit and says he'll leave Myanmar on the next boat that makes it off the beach. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok for PM.
And a footnote, Myanmar's president has released over 8,000 prisoners today. It's an amnesty for the traditional new year. Those released include some known political prisoners. but not two Reuters journalists, Wa Lone and Chor So U, who have been jailed for reporting on one of the massacres of Rohingya men in Rakhine State last year.